Any and all content used on this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Under no circumstances shall the content by the artists or any contributors be construed as anything other than entertainment. The creators on this podcast will not be held responsible for any misleading interpretations of the content or music, which serves as no purpose more than for the form of entertainment. Enjoy the show. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Are we in the building? Wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. Are we YouTube? Oh, wait. Are we getting a call? We're getting a call. Hold on. Is that Cousin Scrap in the building? Is that Mr. Badoom himself? Cousin.
Hey, Badoom.
The crew is here. What's going on, everybody? Man. Welcome back to another edition, another installment, another episode of your favorite podcast out here, your favorite show out here on these streets.
On these streets.
You feel me? The Opinionated Brothers. We are back in full effect. The crew is back. Ty the Pie Guy, HD, and your boy Cousin Scrap are in the building. My boy's back today. We did.
I'll be dead.
Yeah. Hey, we missed you, Scrub. Hey.
A couple of drinks on us.
Man, it's been a minute, man. First of all, what's going on, fam? It's been a while since we all been in full effect.
First of all, I say my apologies for missing all these shows. I really apologize, man.
My apologies.
Life been life in the fuck out of me, these bills be hitting, dog. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, these bills first hitting different. All,
bro, these bills hitting way different. I don't want to hear shit that our parents used to. Yeah, these be, y'all struggling. On, listen, I would love to take they bills they had back then. These was nice. Bro, these was right now. But these bitches ain't it.
Oh, shit.
Boy, hey, God, boy, give me back the $1.15 gas. I would love to take the $500 rent.
It's funny because you can consistently remember your parents just complaining about something during that time. Like the rent was high, the gas was high.
Something was high.
And it was always a complaint.
Nothing was high but the weed back then.
$500 rent and shit and $200 light bill. Nigga, light bill be by 300 and
300.
18, like, listen, but we can't.
Wait, you talking about three Honda, three million.
Come on, bro.
Okay.
Wait, Cat, will you say you hit that blunt and be like, I have to light up those candles over there right now.
Listen.
You lucky
this ring light on. You almost got candles in this bitch. And I'm not talking about the ones you light. I'm talking about the ones you turn on.
Hey, talk about the little ones with the switch on the bottom. Follow your way to the room, man, dog. This is gonna light this
Hey, you better charge that cell phone. Hold on.
I got Cousin Scrap. Can we do it? Stop playing with me. We got the light on.
I got the flashlight on.
What? I can go into a cave, nigga. What is we talking about?
Tell a spooky story. What the fuck?
Spooky story will start off like, there was once a time where rent was only $600.
Dun, dun, dun.
$1,600. Yo,
because listen, that Vince McMahon meme, when they talk about when our kids ask us when they get a little older, like, damn, why rent so high? And it's like 5,000 something, you know, some astronomical number when they get grown and shit like that. I'm gonna be like, you're not even gonna know.
That Vince McMahon means all of them touch the brother's soul. Each and every one of them touch the brother's soul.
You're not even going to know. So you talk.
That's how you talk about you had the house key to have to let your brothers in it. And Vince McMahon hit that. Oh, we're talking about
warehouse key. Look, you ain't going in there turning on no lights without me, goddammit.
Okay. Lights is off. But listen, man, we are back in the building, man. I'm so excited for us to be back. We got some things to discuss today on the docket. Little revisiting some topics from the After Dark show, plus some new ones because the title of I'm just going to put it out here right now. The title of this episode is called Clapademics. Okay, let me just put it. All right. So y'all already know what we're going with. Y'all are okay. Shout out to Cousin Scrap. You feel what I'm saying for the name, because the topic of the show today, y'all already know by the title, the topic it coexists. Okay,
Clapademics.
So Clapademics is the title of the show today. We're gonna zoom past Clapademics.
Clapademics.
We're saving. Hey. Listen, I need y'all. Breathe, everybody. I need everybody to understand. We are saving Clapademics for the topic of the week. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh my god!
We covered some of it in the After Dark show, but more has now come out. Okay. So we're going to talk about it, and now that my brothers are back here, we definitely gonna get into it.
So let's be ready for this shit. I'm turning loose.
That is crazy.
Listen, what? Oof. I mean,
hey. That's if it sounds like what I think it is.
Hey,
bruh.
I'm gonna ask y'all one question. Don't answer. I just want y'all to simmer on it. If y'all seen the videos, did Saucy Santana not say, "I'm gonna beat your ass," and then I'm gonna clap them cheeks? That's what he said.
Whoa!
So
flag on the play.
That's why we call him Clapademics today. So let's get into the show, and we'll get to that part when we get to that part. All right. MVP of the week this week. I want to listen. I gotta give some love to one of the OGs of reality TV. Miss New York. If y'all remember Miss New York from Flavor of Love.
Mrs. Flavor Flav.
Y'all remember Mrs. Flavor Flav? Season 1, season 2. I had to put my girl up on game. She ain't never watched Flavor of Love.
Woman smoke more cigarettes than that woman in that tobacco commercial.
Oh boy.
You never want to end up like this.
Oh my God.
And from top to bottom, New York, no matter if you loved her or hated, she was going to be real. She was going to sit here and be in your face. She was going to tell you like it. I fuck with New York, too. She was again, when she said she was the HBIC, everybody had to look that up and be like, what the hell that meant? Head bitch in charge, motherfucker.
Y'all don't know. Look at that episode when that girl spit on her and she told her ass.
Listen.
Drug her through the whole hallway.
Can I tell y'all something?
Told her ass up.
Can I tell y'all that episode probably is in the reality show Hall of Fame where where each reality show since then has probably mimicked or took something from that and said, we need something like that.
Shawty hawked the whole Lugia.
Now, think about that, y'all. She harked that shit up.
That was a loogie. That was slim.
And here's the thing. HD. Scrap, watching it back as an adult, because, you know, we was kind of, you know, we was teens, you know, we was little watching this shit. So this shit was hilarious to us. Watching this shit as an adult and the fact that I didn't think New York was going to do more. Right,
I think she did. It was just
New York could have grabbed her ass and then choke slammed her ass to the ground. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I feel like New York
got rock bottom. You know what I'm
mean? That's what I'm saying. I mean, she could have just yada. You know what I'm rock saying? Bottom. You know,
rock bottom. But get the table.
Side note, real quick. This is all off the script. WWE is definitely becoming more mainstream. Not the fact that y'all got the whole motherfucking stadium talking about ski, and then Michael Cole over here talking about ski. I said, oh hell no. I said, I done seen it all. WWE, you got it.
What I will say about that, though, I just had to say that ran through my mind.
Because
she took the ski ye, which was a hood call for like the boys coming. Ski ye.
It was.
Now she made it to a girl ski call.
If you want to see me trying to pull it up. Jesus.
I know ski ye.
But this is why I'm giving New York MVP of the week. She was recently on this new reality show called House of Villains. And y'all remember Omarosa, right? She was in the White House. She was with the Bush administration. Very outspoken.
Talking about Trump's secretary?
Her. Her and Omarosa were on this show called House of Villains. And I'm going to just let y'all listen to how basically New York told Omarosa off. Let us hear what she had to say.
I'm the original HBI motherfucking C, and I deserve my spot here in the House of Villains. So I need y'all to keep me here. I don't want a sympathy vote. I don't need a sympathy vote, but I need y'all to understand the pecking order.
So you don't want my sympathy vote? Is that what you're saying? I need to hear it, because I need to know. You just said in front of all these people that you did not want my vote.
Since I already said that, Omarosa, may I also say that I find you to be a sucking, guzzling Republican. And I sleep better at night knowing that you're not in the White House.
Wow. And ladies and gentlemen,
Why she put so many C words in there? Listen, that was a lot of C words.
Listen, if y'all thought New York, if you thought New York, if you thought New York, listen, if you thought she couldn't read, okay?
There was a lot of C words in there.
If you thought she couldn't read.
Yikes.
Okay. I can't even say what she said back.
I wouldn't want to. That's
you feel
that's
me?
What I said. It was a lot of C words in that.
It was very absurd.
Bruh.
When I seen the clip, I was just on TikTok, Instagram, just scrolling and shit. I'm like, oh, New York, because you know New York is always entertaining. I see Omarosa. I said, oh, well, you know, if they get into it, it's gonna be something. And obviously,
that's crazy.
You listen. It's two people in the world that you just can't read. It's two people in the world that you just cannot get into an argument with, and that's a black woman and a gay man. All right. Specifically, a black gay man. Yes. Academics, you know a little bit about that, right? Oh, I'm sorry. We gonna get to you in the topic. I'm sorry. We're gonna get to you in the topic of the week. Sorry. Let's get back to New York. New York, listen, we love you. Continue to do your thing. Continue to be the head bitch in charge. Continue to be the HBIC. You are the original HBIC, for real, for real. A lot of these reality girls literally look up to you. And the fact that you still kind of you know, you don't, you give it, you give reality some entertainment, but a little bit of flair and nuance. I like it. I fuck with it. Continue to do your thing. All right, y'all. Watch
it, so you got it.
Yeah, I don't watch it either, but I love New York. Ha, pun intended. Let's go with let's go with our clown of the week this week, guys.
Brandon, boy, that man out here lying on people.
Brandon Marshall, former NFL player, former host, and I guess co-owner of the podcast, The Athlete. I Am Athlete.
That nigga a scammer.
And he was recently on a podcast talking about Uncle Shannon Sharpe, who has been killing it in the media, sports media world right now with Club Shay Shay Nightcap, with him and Ocho, and him on First Take, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays, which I believe they're probably, I'm seeing in the foreseeable future, guys, that they're probably going to extend his contract more, you know, from just Monday and Tuesday. I see that coming. But hey,
Ty, real quick,
yo,
we called it though, right?
We did call it, hey, didn't we?
We did say he was gonna be over there with Steve.
Yeah, it? Listen, everybody was like, he ain't going over there with Steve. I'm like, he's going over there with Steve.
Now look at her.
Listen, they got the highest. Nah. Him and Steve are the highest rated on Mondays and Tuesdays. Period. Like, and now when you look at Skip and them, and this is no shot to Skip and those guys over there, because like I said on Grind It Out, I love them, but at the same time. As much of a YouTube watcher I am to be looking for the clips and shit, I'm not going to Undisputed Clips like I used to. Nah. I'm just not. I'm just keeping it a bean. As somebody who you gonna survey soon, like for real, you're gonna see her and be like, hey, do you watch this? And I'm gonna be like, I don't. And I'm telling you now that I go to the Shannon Sharpe Stephen A. clips way before I go to the Undisputed Clips, and hardly ever do I even tap on the Undisputed Clips now, because Skip Bayless, without a, you know, it don't work. So
we called it eight times though.
But we got a hater in our midst. I don't know if I want to call him a hater, but it seems like he's hating. Because you can't be hating and you call somebody, you can't call yourself a non-hater and you call somebody a clout chaser. And that's what Brandon Marshall called Uncle Shannon Sharpe on this recent podcast he was on. Let's listen to what he had to say, and then we'll come back and talk about it on the other side.
His wife, Uncle Shannon's wife. That's former alumni.
And if he was former alumni, he wouldn't be talking about athletes the way he's talking about athletes. He was trained to be a ABC, NBC analysts.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like there's a responsibility that you have. Like, first off, I would say this amazing career. And he's probably top three when it comes to personalities right now on television.
Yep.
He hit a stride. Definitely. When he started pulling out the Black and Miles and the Hennessy.
Memes and stuff.
On FS1, he found it, right? And he became America's uncle. So shout out to him there. But what I don't vibe with is when you tear down your fellow, you know, athlete. There's a way to critique them. You know, it's like, and you clout chasing, you talking about Russell Wilson a year later on some other things. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, your platform's too big for you to go chase that. Yeah. And I just don't vibe with that.
Fellas, I'm going to let one of you guys go first. Scrap, HD, I don't know if you one of y'all want to take the first.
Scrap can go first.
No, y'all got it. Y'all got it.
All right, mm-hmm. I'll take it. I'll take the lead.
Go ahead.
I'm going to be honest here, fellas. This sounds like a lot of hurt.
Trash!
Sounds like a lot of hurt and pain. In his chest. To me. That's just me. What I'm hearing, because I did listen to what he said, and from what I'm listening to what he's saying, and from me watching Shannon Sharpe all of about 5+ years on TV, Shannon Sharpe has probably been in the thing that I watch Shannon Sharpe the most is his constructive criticism of the players. Can he be a little erratic sometimes? Yes. Can he be a lot entertaining sometimes? Absolutely. In order to sell Undisputed as a powerhouse as it was during that 7-year run, who was damn near top notch with First Take, you kind of had to be as entertaining as Shannon Sharp. He never sat here and disrespected, nor sat here and talked dirty like some players about their former teammates or players who are playing in the NFL or NBA or any athletes for that matter. So on that part, I believe you're wrong. Here's what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is that Uncle Shannon Sharp stole Acho from me. Uncle Shannon Sharp got nightcap, got Club Shay Shay. He doing everything out here. As he said, he's the number three, probably top three personalities in the game right now. That's period. And I'm jealous because Ocho is over here getting it, getting money and doing this shit, having fun. And then I am pivot with Ryan Clark and them boys over there. They doing they thing, getting they money, getting they bag. So now look at you. You ass up.
And Brandon, who are you, bro? Like, you got no ring.
And let me and Scrub, let me be clear, because it's not even about the fucking rings, because even a man without rings, a person without rings as an NFL.
Why you feel like you got more? Bro, but answer this though, you would rather for a motherfucker to go on the motherfucking show to commentate?
No, you right.
A champion?
No, you right.
Or
nope.
A nigga that's not a champion.
You got that. Salute. You got that. No,
I'd rather listen to a nigga that's a champion, because he know what it feel like to even win. Even though ring's not even part of the topic. Like I'm saying, who are you? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, come on, dog. You ain't that. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
You're not that. So it's like, bro, you just gotta chill, bro. You gotta wait your turn, bro.
And think about this. He was on Funky Fridays with Cam Newton, and you know, really talking his talk. You feel me, HD? I believe you know, you probably looked at it or probably saw a bit of it. Mm-hmm. Really talking his talk, asking Cam Newton, "Do you think you a Hall of Fame?" Like,
yeah, bro.
Correct me if I'm wrong, y'all. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're literally doing a lot of sports media tactics right now. You're trying to get your foot into the media game. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am athlete. Was not successful. Now you see Ocho over here with nightcap doing his thing. 300 subscribers over here growing, doing his thing. You see I am pivot. They pivoted from your ass.
Trash.
Pause.
Oh wow.
But yeah, man.
I'm saying, Scrap HD. Like, what I'm listening and what I'm hearing is two different things. I'm listening to you, and I don't agree.
And I like Cam, so I like Cam podcast.
Oh yeah, I fuck with Cam. Even with Cam is somebody that I watched and respected and loved so much and got to where he got that I would listen to him. I listen to him. But just to your point, Scrap, not to say who was Brandon Marshall, but it's like, bro, I'm not about to sit here and take what you got to say over a 3-time Super Bowl champion.
Come on, dude.
One of the top tight ends in the motherfucking league. A tight end who has over 10,000 yards on the fucking ground. Do you understand what I'm saying? This man didn't play. He played for like 10-plus years in the league and got it done. I'm sorry, you're not as entertaining as him. I'm sorry, you may not be as country as him. That's his personality, nigga. What you mad at is that nobody's in your fucking corner right now, obviously. The pivot done left you,
bro.
Acho done left you. Everybody done left your corner.
You got to think about why. It's a video up of Ryan Clark and them boys just pretty much just saying how the man basically said, oh, he made them. But them boys was asking that man Brandon for a contract for the whole time that they was there.
Right.
And offered a good word for the man. They was like, oh, we're going to rock with you because you seem like cool people. when the contracts actually was supposed to come up and you was supposed to get them boys, they just do. Because to Brandon Marshall's, his point is he made them boys. But clearly you couldn't have made too much because – without
look
them,
at what you're
your
doing.
Ratings is dropping. Your ratings ain't about nothing. And the boys completely pivoted and got something else.
You talking about ratings. What ratings does he have?
Now look. Now, Pete, remember, he was booming. He was booming when he was getting people like, when he did have Ryan Clark and all them boys on there, he was getting LeBron to come over there to the interview. He had all the Hall of Famers like Larry Bird and all them boys. He had them because he had them Channing and all them with him. But now that they don't,
but that's what I'm saying.
To somewhere else,
exactly,
with actual contracts. And I'm pretty sure it's the same way with Ocho. Ocho was like, "Bro, I'm on here giving you all this free game. Yeah, how much money you really give me? And you can't give me an exact amount. But here I am going with Uncle Shannon. Uncle Shannon said, "Look, I can get you guaranteed $750,000 for these couple of episodes and whatever we make off Choppy and Echo." That's a contract.
That's a contract.
So whether
right.
we lose or we win, I get some money. Not, oh, well, you just going to rock off the love. Man, at the end of the day, y'all can have respect for each other, but it's about business. Stand on business, my boy.
And look at what you said. It goes back to what you said, your point and your point, Scrap. Look at both the pivot and look at Ocho. And then look at Brandon. After I am athlete, I want y'all to look at both situations and tell me which of the three, pick two, but which two would you go with? Would you go with the I am athlete who's not giving out contracts, who's not being a businessman or word about his, who's not doing what he needs to do as a businessman because you're dealing with other men who run businesses and who do business. You cannot play in this game. My nigga, Brandon Marshall, you are talking to veterans who have played the game at a very high level, who knows the business. Because why? All of y'all have been in the NFL, which the NFL is what? A legitimate business, my nigga. So you have to learn business while you're in the NFL. So you think that these four black men, including Ocho, who has definitely gone on record to say, nigga, I am a penny pincher.
Straight up. He don't care about none of that.
Hey, he don't care about none of that
nigga.
Shit.
Bro. That's why he my nigga.
But Scrap, bro. Think about this. Ocho is a penny pincher. He not giving a fuck about really how much you paying him. For you to leave Brandon and to go over to Shannon Sharp and say, yo, I'm more happy over here. I saw Ocho cry, nigga, on Nightcap. He was like, I am happy as fuck. And I'm not saying that to make him look weak. I'm saying that to say, nigga, obviously that was a better situation. This is a better situation. Obviously, it's not about the money. Obviously, it's about how you handle your shit and how you move.
Yeah.
And obviously, you not moving in the right capacity because four top elite niggas done left your leadership. Right. You understand
and
what I'm saying?
And on that field, I ain't gonna get it twisted. You was an elite nigga. I ain't gonna hold you. Six pro.
Oh yeah, you was knocking niggas.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying. You got.
But it's the way you do shit, man.
Exactly. You got leadership. We not saying that you not. All of y'all was when I Am Athlete came out. I loved the concept. The concept was dope. I was ready to hit it. Having the episodes out and everything. But then once podcasting money, all of that shit. This is why I love staying in the background and learning. Cause I don't want, I'm trying to have y'all knock out all of these little kinks. So when I finally get mine, I spread it out accordingly. Because ain't gonna be none of that shit. That shit is crazy. That shit is crazy to me. And then for you to call him a clout chaser, because why? Because Shannon Sharp getting these bags out here? Because he getting big money out here? Because he literally is one of the top media men out here? Nigga, he was just on The View and Sherry fucking Shepherd.
Plus his Club Shay Shay all day.
Nigga, you mad? That's okay. Come on, Club Shay Shay, and talk about it.
I ain't gonna talk about that. I ain't doing that on that show, man. That nigga clout
chasing. Since you were clout chasing and shit like that, bring your clout chasing having ass over so we can clout chase together, motherfucker.
Trap! Yeah, that is crazy.
Shit. Listen, y'all know what else is crazy, bro? Everybody coming at my man's Keith Lee, bro.
Hey, hold on. Wait.
I don't like it. Yeah, come on. Wait, hold on. Wait.
Yeah, you gotta hold on. I gotta do this.
hold on. Wait, there we go.
Hey, Ty.
Yes.
For show you right on.
We're gonna try it. Let's try it. And rate it 1 out of 10. That's my nigga, bro. Got it. Let's try it. Rated 1 through 10.
Hey yo, Keith Lee got them people shutting their doors like, Keith, oh man, Lee, he the boogeyman.
Let me tell you something. The fact that a one man who's not a celebrity, quote unquote, who does not have the cachet of a Beyonce, a Jay-Z, is making Atlanta shooketh like this. I mean, you making me do the A-Town stomp. Y'all doing the stomp out there.
No,
y'all are shooketh. Y'all are shooketh to your core. What are we talking about? Keith Lee, we talked about it a little bit on the After Dark show, but Keith Lee went down to Atlanta. He's been doing a food tour with his family all basically the second half of the year. And he's been going to different places to not Toronto, but Texas. He's been going to Detroit. He's been going to Florida. He's been going everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And everywhere he's been so far, hospitality has been amazing. Mwah, food has been muy delicioso. Like, I mean, it's been amazing. We get to the motherfucking Atlanta. We get to Atlanta. The first video, the real milk and honey. The real one, not the fake one. Right.
Well, that's the funny thing. The real milk and honey was the one he reviewed, but the other milk and honey is the one that's blowing up because of them.
Now that's the power of something, but I'm just saying. Old Lady Gang and Real Milk and Honey both were two places that were very much spotted on Keith Lee's list. He said that the Old Lady Gang, he was at a festival and that one of Candy's assistants came up to him and said, hey, come to the Old Lady Gang. We want to service you, blah, blah, blah. Keith Lee knows that he's not a celebrity. He's just a TikTok star. It's just social media. He gets it. You understand what I'm saying? Honestly, though, Keith Lee, you're becoming more of a star every day since you have kind of like 17 million followers on TikTok. Nigga, that's for sure you're right on.
I'll rate it. Let's try it. And I'll grade you guys from 1 to 10.
Okay?
Yeah.
For sure you're right on. All right? So you have 17 million followers on TikTok. You got like over 2-3 million over across all other social media platforms, my nigga. You popping out here. All right, they know your face. But what Keith Lee does is that he sends his wife and his sister in to ask for service, right? And everybody's been talking about the food, y'all. Everybody's been talking about, well, here's the thing. Ocho, of course, said some shit. Oh, well, we shouldn't be sitting here disrespecting black businesses and all that good stuff. Yeah, black businesses sit here and we...
Daughter got them all the way together. Nah, we team Keith Lee over here. You shut your mouth. We a team Keith Lee over here. What you said, Daddy? Shut up, Daddy.
So you had people like that and others and the real milk and honey to sit here and respond to him like, who is Keith Lee? Who's that?
I bet you're trying to figure it out now that you ain't got nobody in your dough.
Now, we're about, what, maybe about a week, a week and a half out of everything. And
about 2 weeks.
Keith Lee's effect is still hitting Atlanta. As we said, Ocho came out and said some things, and you know, he was on Nightcap saying, like, you know, basically, you know, why is he saying all of this and da 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 da. And I was in the comments because y'all know I had time. I said, Ocho,
you talking about I had time? That's crazy.
It's interesting how you talking about this when you're not qualified to have this conversation with a man who eats from McDonald's damn near every day. I'm sorry.
Well,
you eat a double cheeseburger every day. Mind you, you stay in shape. But you are the main person talking about don't talk about black businesses and your ass is eating boo-boo burgers every day.
Boo-boo burgers. Huh? Oh, my God.
Huh?
My goodness.
Huh? Well,
I like your boo-boo burgers. Let's try it.
And rate it. One to ten, okay? For show you right on. You feel me?
For show you right on.
And Keith Lee took it upon himself to not only just check a lot of you who were coming at him, but he took it upon himself to check Ocho too. He respectively, like Tabitha Brown did Wendy Williams, he respectively sat here and said, shut your dumb ass up, Ocho. Respectfully.
I mean, respectfully.
Because obviously, like a lot of people like Ocho don't watch his content. And a lot of y'all sit here and was like, well, why he talking about black business? Because for one, y'all don't have great customer service. A lot of y'all don't. For two, as I said in one of my clips, and I'll say it here again, celebrities do not stabilize your business. It is the community. It is people like me, Scrap, HD, and others who come into your restaurant and say, hey, can I get a number whatever? Can I try this? Can I try that? Can I get this? Can I get that? Because what fucking celebrity is worried about your motherfucking business?
Trash!
Facts.
Do we have to have that conversation? Do I have to be harsh like that to have that conversation? What celebrity do you think, even if you think you are an Instagram restaurant, what celebrity, if the food is not great for one, no, if the food is not great for two, and if the service.
That's ultimately what it is.
Can I ask y'all a question? My guys, have we not all worked in customer service once or twice in our lives before?
Well, a couple of times.
I think customer service is at least embedded in me. I got at least 10 years of it. I'm not even going
to
hold you.
You got to be able to smile. Even when you don't want to, you got to be able to smile.
Come on.
That's why he don't work in customer service no more, y'all. That nigga just buys a truck.
That's why he drives a truck.
That's why he drives a truck.
No, see, listen. Hold on before you come for me. Hold on now. I still got to deal with
motherfuckers. You do got to deal with. You're right. You do got to deal with motherfuckers. You're right.
He don't have a smile. That nigga got a smirk.
He got a smirk.
I got that white people smirk,
though. He got that white people smirk.
Wait a minute, hear me out. Wait, listen to how I develop, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm a type of person, I give out what I get. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
you like to match energies.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm a match energy type of motherfucker. I ain't gonna hold you. Because I'm the type of nigga, I always speak first. Now, when you don't speak to me, now I'm finna switch gears on you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like a child. You hear a child walk up to you, you like, hi, and you just walk past them. You like, come on, bro.
Like, that's true.
Here's the thing. What's wrong with you?
Here's the thing. A lot of New Yorkers up here don't say hi without out. You feel what I'm saying? It's not even a head nod. They just be, nigga, I walk past.
That's like these boys here in Jacksonville. Like when I move here, I told motherfucking HB, like, boy, these boys up here different, boy.
Yeah.
You ain't tell me, you know what I'm saying? You at the gas pump, we at the gas station pumping gas. My thing, I grew up better. You make eye contact with a man, you give him a head nod.
What's good? How you doing, big dog?
What's up?
These boys look at you like, nigga, you looking at me like, bruh, I ain't trying to look at you, my nigga. Like, what's up, bruh? Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's how the smirk became developed. Now, if you smile at me, I'm going to smile at you. If you don't speak to me, I'm going to hit you with the white people smirk.
I understand that. But all of us have worked in customer service. We know what that looks like. And we also know what it supposed to look like and what it doesn't look like, and I think there is kind of a delusion going on in the black community where we just think we just supposed to come in for the food and y'all supposed to act any old kind of way or come into any type of service oriented establishment or organization and y'all are supposed to act or any old type of way. No, because again, celebrities don't stabilize your business. I'm going to say that again. You don't even stabilize your business. No matter how much money you want to throw at the business doesn't stabilize unless you make what? Dinero, nigga.
A little cheddar, a little fettuccine Alfredo cheese.
Exactly. Yeah. And when we talk about the actual restaurant tour, restaurants, the community itself, wherever you put your restaurant, the community is going to be the ones to actually make it or break it.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, let me get my Keith Lee real quick and I'm going to let y'all go. We're going to move on to the next
one. Go ahead, get him.
Keith Lee is a humble servant of the people.
Amen.
He goes into restaurants, humble as ever. He doesn't spend only $5. He spends anywhere between $150 up to $200. And he always does get it for his family. He also gets it for other people to be able to share. And he started off by going to businesses that had a lack of business, people that hadn't had anybody coming to them. And he was able to accumulate a wealth. And I do mean a wealth of money for these people. And then when he goes to Atlanta to go to these well-known restaurants, only for them to be, well, Dookie ran restaurants. And then they sit here and try to give them some type of excuse to say why they couldn't do it. When they found out who he was, they turned around and said, well, we could get a table for you in 5 minutes. When they told him initially it was going to take 2 hours. Cap. Nobody wants to stay there. If you were doing this, and you would have no issue. The crazy thing is the people of Atlanta also agreed with Keith Lee and said, we've been knew this about these crabs. You just learning about these crabs. So, Candy, you can't even really get mad because your old lady gang was old lady and they was being an old lady and taking forever to see somebody. And then the crazy thing was they was able actually to see Keith Lee. And you know what? He turned around and gave his table to two young ladies who was already waiting there for an hour. And he only was there for about 5 to 15 minutes. Look here, Atlanta. If you didn't want those problems, you should have did what you would do. I rate this encounter a 7 out of 10. For sure, you're right.
And that's how you break that shit down. Go ahead, my boy. Go ahead, my boy. All right. So let's get into some. Well, speaking of restaurants, in a sense, let's get into Joe Budden. Don't do that.
Don't talk about Big Run.
Don't do that.
Big Run's house.
Alright, Scrap. So I don't know. I don't know if you heard or seen lately.
Allegations.
Scrap. I don't know if you've seen, but DJ Envy is in hot water right now. You know, with his boy Caesar Pena. You know, DJ Envious. You know, is in hot water right now. You know, with his friend and partner in crime, Caesar Pena. We call him Big Run, right? Not Big Pun, but Big Run.
Not Big Pun.
He's not Big Run. He's not Big Pun because we don't want to disrespect him.
Your boy get into some troubles.
Yeah, he got into some troubles. You know, the feds came up to his job. You know, took a couple things from the job. You know what I'm saying? People was deleting shit from the job, and you know what I'm saying? People was deleting shit off of social media from the job and everything like that. So, you know, it's been interesting how this is unfolding. But Joe Budden, has been, you know, talking about this on his podcast, and he talked about it. And, you know, we also discussed how, you know, DJ Envious sat here and, you know, was on the Mano was on Mano's podcast a couple years ago and talked about how he got started into real estate. And, you know, he said he called about three people. One of those people was Joe Budden, and Joe Budden told him it was going to be a Ponzi scheme. He's kept it real with him. We are 3 years later, and it's looking like what he said. Joe Budden, though, was captured on film. He was in Jersey, I believe Newport, with his beautiful woman out getting some, you know, food and, you know, watching the game and everything. He was outside, and Big Run's entourage found
him. Big Run.
Now, it wasn't Big Run per se. Joe did specifically make that clear. It was not Big Run per se. It was Big Run's brother. Big Run the second. It was stop, y'all. Stop. Come on.
He said Big Run the second.
It, Bruh, right, nigga, so, idiot.
Talk about Big Run the second.
It was Big Run the second. What? Right. So Big Run the second.
You don't get that.
No, I'm saying. I'm saying it was Big Run the second. You know, he came up to the restaurant. Right. Big Run's brother, Big Run the second. He came up to the restaurant. He was filming Joe. You know, he was all up in Joe's face, like, ah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Joe Budden. And Joe Budden, you know, he got irritated and everything like that. But here's the thing that Joe Budden said. And Joe Budden is very much correct when he says this. You know, a lot of you internet dudes, y'all got to stop. Y'all got to stop running up on these rappers like y'all going to do something.
Most
dead. Okay? Because before they were rappers, they were hood niggas. And see, the hood nigga is still in a rapper. Like, I want y'all to understand, you will never take the hood nigga out of a rapper. If he need to go there, he will go there. And so as Joe Budden was trying to be as cordial as he could, because I understand, if I'm with my lady and you start pulling out your phone on some bullshit, I don't think, again, I give Joe Budden so much cordial because he took a lit cigarette, y'all, and put it in his pocket. I don't understand how he didn't burn himself.
That's how mad you gotta be
to put a lit cigarette in your pocket and then take it out and smoke it some more after you done. God damn.
Pants built with ashtray pockets.
But it was smelling like a whole pack of Newport 100.
That nigga say he got ashtray pockets.
That's crazy. Buddy get slapped one time, looked like a ball of soot don't came by the bay.
And listen, people done told Joe Budden stop the damn smoking the cigarettes and shit gonna kill yourself. But even still, he did say ashtray pockets. I'm gonna have to use that one. That was God damn.
That's crazy.
Oh shit. But here's the thing, bro. I commend Joe because I don't know how I would have reacted in that moment. How would y'all would have reacted if you were in Joe's position, you know what I'm saying? Your girl is with you and y'all out just for a night on time.
Me?
Yeah. I mean, I know. Yeah. I know.
I'm about to say, Muscatoli.
I mean, I don't know, you running up on me with a camera, and you know you got you.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, Big Run had his entourage with him too. He had all his runners, all the big boys. You know what I'm saying? The big boy crew was with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
pull up
so
that Muscatoli.
Here's the thing, Joe Budden in the past. If y'all know Joe Budden for real, Joe Budden in the past has ran up or followed some internet niggas, all right?
And chased down a nigga.
Like, chased them down in a car. Like, the dude was in the car recording as Joe Budden is recording, chasing the man down and saying, what the fuck you on, bro?
That nigga good? Pretty fast, too.
Exactly.
That nigga is fast.
He don't play that shit.
That nigga is fast.
You know, I believe Joe has changed his life around, gave his life to Christ, amen. But, you know.
Crap.
But you know he's changing. He's doing it. I just know I wouldn't have been. I know all three of us wouldn't have been in the same headspace as Joe Budden. So respect to Joe Budden. What I will say though, fellas, is somebody that you do not put in a crazy headspace is that boy Soulja Boy. Why is it that every time Soulja Boy comes into the news, it is always somebody saying something and he just saying bitch ass nigga? That's one of his favorite. Like, he gonna call you a bitch ass nigga.
Hey, but he don't go see about none of these people, man. Like,
but I'm just saying he gonna call you a bitch ass nigga. That's one thing about
none of these people.
So
that boy be talking so much. Go see about them boys.
So let's talk about it real quick. So J. Cole was on a podcast, Little Yachty's podcast, and he said some things about Soulja Boy, about his music and back in the day, about that. And let's take a listen to it real quick.
Around the time Soulja Boy came out, I don't know how this happened, but I had a realization within myself, because I'm hearing that shit and I'm like, man, this shit. Mm-hmm. Soulja Boy, tell him. It sounds crazy to say now because it's such a classic to me. Mm-hmm. But at that time, I had resistance, similar to when you came out and mm-hmm. your class came out. I had resistance. Nah, that's not the thing that I love. Like, what? Y'all fucking with this? Like, mm-hmm. I was one of them.
Yeah.
And it was literally a part of me that had a realization. I was young. I'm proud of myself for this realization. Because yeah. I was like, bruh, you a hater. Like, yo, you are literally hating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you are literally, you know you like this shit, actually.
Yeah.
You be with your friends and you know you done did a, you, you know you done that.
So, literally, J. Cole said that he was hating. Which a lot of us do when we don't hear something that, you know, is acute to us and everything. I've done it. I do it on the R&B and Chill podcast damn near every episode. I'm not going to lie. I'm a big hating-ass motherfucker.
Hell yeah. This shit that we listen to tonight.
Right. Exactly. Scrap. That's what I'm saying. So, you know.
But
so,
he didn't say anything wrong.
He didn't say anything wrong, Scrap. So wrong. Then, this is where Soulja Boy comes in and says
what he ain't little Yachty, he ain't Big Pop, Lil Pop, whatever the fuck his name
now,
is.
Now, hold on. Right, Scrap. He said, I'm not neither one of them. Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to get the right video because there's a two-part to this, right? Because y'all know when Big Draco start to talking, you know what I'm saying? Big Draco always got something to say, right? Because it was a two-parter to this. He really went in for no reason. Let me see. Where you at? Is this?
I just feel like Soulja Boy was a little out of the way. He probably heard that and was like, who this for? Stop playing for us.
Never mind. He really said too much. But the funny, I looked down at it was a post on Facebook that was talking about what he said, bro. Mm-hmm. But I ain't even going to lie to you. The comments is funny. Comments be more entertaining than the actual post.
Right.
Facts.
And I seen a motherfucker say, What the fuck J. Cole gonna do? Bar him to death?
Facts.
Boy, I was Facts. Rolling.
Wait.
I ain't even funny.
Stop. Okay. So I can't find the part one to the video. Just know in part one he was going on J. Cole, okay? But part two is the funniest. I'm not gonna hold you. Part two was the funniest. So let's listen to what our boy Soulja had to say.
You a cool nigga and all that, but man, stay in your lane, bro. You is not ready for this gangster shit, bro. You are not ready for this real Big Draco energy, bro. You feel what I'm saying? All that lyrical, spiritual, miracle shit, that shit do not count in the real world, bro. You got nice bars. I understand what you was trying to say. Words your shit different next time. You know what I'm saying? I get what you was trying to say. When you was growing up, Soulja Boy wasn't your type of music, and you realized I don't know what the fuck you was trying to say. You was a bitch, nigga. You weren't even saying. You weren't trying to say shit.
Oh shit!
Bruh. Hey, I gotta use all that lyrical miracle.
Right, all that lyrical.
For the record, I just want to say, Soulja Boy, you not even about the stuff you be talking about. They just found out that you was lying on your report when them niggas came in your house. You talking about, I shot the nigga three times.
That nigga said that lyrical, miracle shit, bro.
About, oh, that man God. Said before we get into this real gangster stuff, mess with Big Draco energy.
Shit. Yeah. Bro, I have. Bro.
First of all,
my lungs.
Hey, why did he change energy like that, though, bro? Like, the energy just.
Because he went from, okay, so I understand what you're saying, right? I understand, I get what you're saying, you know.
Oh, no, I was trying to say, that nigga got a problem.
Listen, when I first seen that shit, I started to howl. Do y'all hear me? I started to crack the fuck up. I said, oh my God, what happened?
What did this nigga say? What did Jay call?
Yo,
what the fuck did he say? He didn't even say nothing to Drake. Draco, he didn't say shit. He said he was hating. He said he was. He said it. He admitted it.
My fucking nigga hurt him, boy.
He admitted it.
Stupid,
boy. That nigga said, "What the fuck, nigga? No, no, no. What the fuck you trying to say, bitch ass nigga?"
Yo. He just went crazy, bro. That nigga that got a problem, man. He got a
big Draco. Boy, you are world. You do gotta go get some help. But let me just tell you, you are world class entertainment gold. God damn you! I'm
that nigga clown.
He is.
That nigga is not built like that.
Listen, he's not. I'm not saying that he is HD, but I'm just saying every time I see this nigga.
But that's his thing now. Like
this nigga is hilarious.
I can go on my live in my house and talk so much bad about you.
And let me tell you something. But
when I see you in public, I'm gonna smile and be like, oh no, we had
you right. You right.
Throw them hands, you big right. Soldier.
You right.
Big Draco energy. You throw right. Them hands.
But I tell you, something for this time period of I'm behind my phone, I talking rah rah. God damn, he's the best at it. God damn it. Oh my god, he make a nigga laugh. It only we know because it ain't even serious. We know he ain't gonna do shit, but god he damn. Don't know that. God
that
damn.
That nigga there funny.
He
that
is hilarious. God damn, bro. He entertainment gold, people.
That nigga went from 100, from 1 to 100. Bro,
he
like, lit
epitome of 0 to 100, bro. He talking that about J. Saying, Cole. J. Cole. Nigga, I said, oh, man.
I understand this shit. But nigga, I don't give a fuck. I don't know what the fuck he was trying that to say. Like, bro.
What'd he say? Scrap that lyrical smiracle.
That lyrical smirkle, bruh, stop.
Clown energy.
Hey, no,
man, that nigga is a clown.
He said that lyrical smirkle shit.
That nigga Soulja Boy is a clown, bro. That nigga Soulja Boy is a clown.
Oh, my God. I like
how he's trying to be so like, serious.
He tried right. Now, you know that like, shit is funny.
Because for me, y'all laughing, but when the nigga, that nigga turned around and he tried to be all calm and then he got gangster.
And that was the
first. Like, I can't take you serious.
Oh, shit. That nigga AC needs to stop, dog.
That man talking about, yeah, bro, just stay in your lane because I ain't with none of the lyrical schmiracle. But you know what? I ain't with that. Shut up, bro. You not hard. Like,
bro. Oh, shit. Oh, God, I can't deal, bro.
Like,
Oh, God, y'all gotta stop.
I can't deal, bro.
Oh, God, y'all gotta chill. Y'all gotta relax. Oh, my God.
I just can't deal, bro. Like, the nigga is really
oh, my God. That nigga. But that's the funny part. You don't take him serious. He's hilarious enough that you know you're not supposed to take his ass serious. Because, again, J. Cole didn't say nothing crazy. He said he was hating. I shouldn't have been hating. And this nigga went from 0 to 100. So
J. Cole finna drop a song about Soulja Boy for a whole 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's about to be hilarious, bro. It's about to be hilarious.
Whole
but you know Soulja gonna use that to his advantage and, you know, make that a
these
bad
these niggas still talk about me and they still broke. Y'all niggas ain't got no game system. Y'all ain't got some own living name. I'm the first nigga with a living name, nigga. I'm the first
nigga with in my mailbox.
I'm the first one that had the domino delivered by the robot, nigga. Oh, y'all niggas ain't do nothing.
Oh my god. Shout out to everybody. First of all, I want to say, because I haven't said it all day, because they have been kicked. We are back. They've been killing me all day. But shout out to everybody that's been watching us in the live so far, man. We are on YouTube right now, live on YouTube, bro. Shout out to everybody that's in there. Last topic of the day. Now, you know what it is.
I just want to say. For the one time, Scrap, I need you to just stay away from certain things. I don't know why you came up with clapademics.
Clapademics! Yes.
Listen. So y'all got to update me because I just heard these niggas was about to fight.
Wait. School is in session.
I didn't know what's completely going on, because when I hear clapademics, and then y'all talk about the man say he gonna clap the man cheek after he beat him up.
Well,
nigga, what?
Well,
you're lying.
Nope, not at all. So let me break this down for y'all.
Bomba Clyde, Botty Boy, Big Botty Boys,
DJ Academics. If y'all know, the City Girls new album just came out, and they went on the Breakfast Club, and they did their usual press run and everything like that, and they went on the Breakfast Club, and DJ Academics, who loves to sit here and just go at the heads of black women everywhere, literally, I think it's really his cash. I think he secretly hates black women, for real, for real.
You want to be a woman so bad?
I think so. But okay. You see what you said just now? He want to be a woman. I want you to hold that comment. Hold it right there. I want you to hold that comment right there. Hold it close to your heart. Right. I got you.
Yes, sir.
So, DJ Academics went on his Twitch live stream in his little cubicle, and he sat here and was
talking about it in his little cubicle.
He sat here and he basically was
stupid
talking about the City Girls in a very disrespectful way. And as if somebody will come for Scrap or HD or one of my peoples, I would come for them too. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So why you talking about Scrap? Why you talking about my guy HD? What the fuck you got going on? You know what I'm saying? Bah, bah, bah. Saucy Santana, who is the friend of the City Girls and a rapper himself, went at DJ Academics' head. And then DJ Academics came back and came at Saucy Santana's head. Now, what did I say at the beginning of the show, fellas? Who are the two people you cannot get into an argument with or try to read down? Who are the two people?
Gay men and black women.
That's right. Black women and gay men. You cannot. Specifically, black gay men. You cannot. It is never a great thing where you're sitting here trying to argue with a black woman nor a black gay man. This is what DJ Academics wanted to do. And let me just say, Saucy Santana had every right to go at DJ Academics the way that he did, because DJ Academics, again, took it upon himself to say some disrespectful things about the City Girls. Then DJ Academics sits here, goes back at Saucy Santana, talking about Botty Boy and all that. I'm a Botty Man. You don't know yourself. Bah, 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 and all that good shit. So then, as I told y'all before, Saucy Santana came back at you and said, because DJ Academics said, come find me at my headquarters. Now, what did I call that shit that he's doing here? He said, come find me at my headquarters.
Come find me at the headquarters.
Now, I told y'all what that was, right? I told y'all that was a cubicle. So when he said headquarters, I'm like, so your cubicle is now the headquarters. Okay. So, Saucy Santana sat here and took it upon himself to literally ask the question, you got a headquarters, nigga? We outside. Bring your ass outside, because you never really outside for real. Because, see, when you come outside, I'ma beat your ass, and then I'ma fuck your ass.
Badoo.
Hey, man.
When I say what I'm about to say, correct me if I'm wrong, Scrap. DJ Academics then goes and starts to boo hoo cry.
You a lie. You a lie. This nigga was crying.
Do I need to pull up the hold up? Cause y'all
I wanna go see this.
Go see
it. He was crying.
Was he Scrap? Am I lying?
You're not lying.
Is the story getting, am I telling the truth all the way through? Okay. So then he starts to cry. I don't want to be canceled. You know, it's just not. And then, which is the cherry on top to me, This is what got me. This is why Clapademics was such a great. Go ahead and play it.
That nigga got the sniffles.
He got the sniffles. So as we're sitting here as he's sniffling, HD. Think about this, HD. He's sniffling, right? He's crying. Crazy. He's sniffling, right? Then goes to his podcast. What man do you think he calls up to try to handle the situation?
Probably Whack.
Oh, say the name again.
It was Whack 100.
Whack 100.
Yeah, man. For some reason, him and Whack is like the best of friends. For some reason.
I don't understand the involvement of Whack 100, but Whack 100 then calls one of his, I guess, goons who was a bisexual male and says, hey, can you really catch a fade? Hold on. He says, hey, can you catch a fade with Saucy Santana? Because a gay man and a straight man can't fight, basically. I said, really?
Says who? Who
said I said, that? Really?
Who said that? Who
I said, oh.
That.
Now,
wait. So two grown men can't fight. Two grown men can't fight. One might want to be a flamboyant man, but they still a man. Nah. You can't throw hands? Oh, you gonna call
I'm gonna put it to
Whack 100 and say, I can't fight this man because he gonna beat my ass. That's what he said.
Talk to him, Scrap.
I can look at Clapademics and tell him, look at him. But he ain't got no fucking hands, bro.
Clapademics ain't shit, bro.
Y'all trying to say Saucy Santana gonna turn into the booty.
Okay, hold on. Whoa. Scrap. Go with me. Go with me here. Because I think you've seen this video too. Go with me here. Nigga, Dr. Umar got involved, my nigga. Dr. Umar sat here and was like, hold up. He said, hold up. He said, I've been getting calls and texts about DJ Academics sitting in here saying disrespectful things to the City Girls and him and Saucy Santana going back and forth. He said, I believe Saucy Santana said that after he beats DJ Envy's ass, he is going to clap his cheeks. I do not want to see two men. I don't want to see Saucy Santana get clapping DJ Academics' cheeks. So DJ Academics need to apologize to Saucy Santana and the City Girls.
Trash!
Wow.
That is what Dr. Umar said verbatim.
He definitely said that.
So when you have two grown mature men in Whack 100 and Dr. Umar, whether you asked or not, sitting here coming to your defense, you're a bitch ass nigga to me. The fact that it took somebody like Saucy Santana, a gay man, to sit here and get you off your rocker, to sit here and have you sit here boohoo bitch ass crying nigga, get the fuck out of here, you trash ass bucket.
Trash.
Well, I mean, just look at it like this. You go to women at necks of women because, you know, they women. You know, they can't do nothing to you. You naturally, some men, you know, most men are stronger than women.
Yo, you got Whack 100 sitting there calling?
Hold on. Now you got a booty warrior in Saucy Santana who hit you with that, I like you and I want you.
He said, because I can come to your headquarters.
I'm going to beat you up and then beat you up. That is crazy.
He said, I'm going to beat you and then I'm going to eat you.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Scrap.
When I close my
eyes. Scrap, shut the fuck up, bro. Scrap, shut the fuck up, dog. Because when I close my eyes.
Nah, man. Dang. That man said, and the release.
Did you see his? Wait, I can still see his face when he said it. The release. Oh.
The release. Hey, bruh. Academics, go ahead and apologize, my boy.
Go ahead and apologize. Apologize.
You feel me?
It's a clap. Academics. I'm dead. I'm going to be going around all day every time somebody say something about that. I'm going to be like, you talking about Clapademics?
DJ Clapademics. And if you, wait. Crazy. Once y'all start, because I believe this is going to catch on, Know that this came from the Opinionated Brother podcast. Know that this came from Cousin Scrap here, right here on the Opinionated Brother podcast. Hashtag all right. T-O-B. Hashtag T.O.B. Hashtag Clappademics.
Clappademics.
Hashtag Clappademics. You feel what I'm saying?
Put no Scrappademics in that, boy.
No, don't put Scrappademics. That's kind of crazy.
Scrap. I said hashtag Scrap. And then hashtag Clappademics.
Hey, but look, though, can I add something while we on the gate? You know, the LMNOP
alphabet community.
The alphabet community.
Yeah, yeah. Why we on that? Community. Something I was supposed to say last show, but I was absent. I was AWOL, and I got to get it off my chest. It's nothing funny. This is all serious.
Uh-oh.
I'm serious.
Oh,
so, all serious.
All serious. Everybody all get ready for the serious moment. Serious moment. Serious moment. Serious moment.
Serious.
Y'all.
I'm sorry. Serious.
No bullshit. No bullshit, bro. I'm really tired of y'all got a lot of power, man. I'm talking about the gay community, whatever, how this shit, LGBT, whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So listen, I feel like the world gave y'all too much power. When I say that, is because I like to watch shows and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and I be watching good shows. Shit. I'm really tired of every time I get into a good show.
It's some boinking going on, huh, Scrap? It's some boinking.
Do, bro,
it's some,
like,
it's
bro.
Some boinking. It's some like, boinking.
Come on, bro. Like, hey, come on, bro. Y'all ain't got to do that on every show.
He said, calm
bro.
The shaboinkin down.
Come on, bro.
Shit.
Every show? Like, every okay, show. For instance. Every show. See, but I'm gonna name a show that I done got into, mm-hmm. and I'm fucking with it.
Mm-hmm.
The Chucky series. You know, the Chucky the Little Dog.
Oh, Chucky got a series?
That came out. Yeah, they got a new series.
That bitch is
fine.
I ain't
gonna
hold you.
What is on? Hulu? HBO?
It's on Peacock.
Oh, Peacock. Right, got you.
Yeah, it come on TV too, but I don't do the cable.
Yeah,
but,
we don't do cable nowadays.
But so it come on every Wednesday night, whatever. So I've been watching it since season one. They got these two little boys, even though I don't know if they grown men in real life, but they look like little boys to me. They look like teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And they got them liking each other, kissing each other, like, bro, like, We ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we ain't got to see that in every show, dude.
We don't.
Like, every episode, you know what I'm saying?
They got to show
like
it.
Power. Just like, it was another show. It's another show I got into where they kidnap children and shit. And the black lady go find them, and she got a dude under the basement. That she was, I guess, that had kidnapped her when she was little. I forgot what it's called.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. I forgot the name of the show, but I know that's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show, bro. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the shit. But, yeah, bro, like, soon as I started to get into it, bro, first episode, second episode, yeah, two gay men in here. Like, bro, I'm sick of it, bro. I'm sick of the shit. Like, y'all need to calm that shit down, bro. Y'all need to stop, bro. I understand. It's a lot of gay people out here. They gonna do their thing. But, bro, when we watch a TV, we don't want to see that in every show. And how you know our baby's not sitting next to us watching the motherfucker? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, like, they watching relax, the show, Boykin.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to tell my son every day. There's some, you know, you see, it's me and mommy, right? Exactly. That's what you know what I'm saying? You like women. You don't go out here liking those damn men and we don't do that around here these way. We ain't grow up like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that. Like, I have to remind my kids every day because they even see two men in the store. And my son looked at me like, daddy, like, what the fuck? Like, shit, he gave me the what the fuck face. Like, they holding hands.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, we don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, we ain't none of that.
You know what I'm saying? You see that lady? You see that man? You see me and mommy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you know what I'm saying? Bro, they got to stop it, bro. They got to chill with all that, bro. I'm sick of it, bro. Like, that shit is I don't want to turn on my TV and see two Ray Rays hugging on each other and shit like that.
Not Ray Rays. Oh, my Lord.
Like, I don't want to see that, bro. Like, that shit make me mad, bro, for real.
Jeez,
even with the two women. With the, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas like, oh, I like my women. They're like, okay, nigga, that's what you like. You know what I'm saying?
He said that, listen, all of that shit is just... I will say this, Grab. I do get you to a degree. Like it is getting slightly overbearing a little bit. It's getting a little excessive. Yep. Like I understand people gonna have pushback, but like, yo, because sex is everywhere. It's on, like, niggas be having sex with women and shit like that on everything. Like I get that. It's not a,
like that. I know a lot of women watch that Candy show, that Candy Air. What that show called?
I don't know.
I don't know. But
I don't watch TV like that.
There's a lot of coot new eating on that, man. It's just crazy, bro. Yeah, like,
I will say this, Scrap. To your point, though, I think this pornography in itself across TV and streaming has just gotten a little bit excessive. Like, it's coming to a point where we damn near watching porn.
I mean, yeah.
That's essentially. X is. I mean, X and Pornhub might as well sit here and just.
I mean, the same thing.
I mean, y'all may as well just sit here and get a deal together.
Real.
That as well.
Because it is getting excessive. Like, the push of just pornography in every sense of the imagination, whether that's man on man, woman on woman, man and woman, like, it's getting a lot. It's getting excessive. And like,
that shit just too much.
Relax.
Oh, brother, this show stinks.
You know what I'm saying? Some cartoons be having that fruity in there too, man. You gotta watch.
Wait, what cartoons got the fruity looties? What?
I ain't gonna mention no names, but you have to watch.
Don't say no names, y'all. Don't say no names. 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 We'll talk about it after we get on the show.
But just like we didn't know. Well, we probably knew. But we was kids and we did not know on the Powerpuff Girls that red motherfucker.
Oh yeah, we knew what he was.
We knew.
He was a transmissional. He was definitely a transmissional.
Exactly. That I'm saying. But a lot of people didn't pick up on that though. They thought, you know,
Not until late.
That's what I'm saying. You just gotta watch what your kids watch, man.
That is a fact. Just
pay attention to that shit.
That's a fact.
If you did know about that, that man had on stockings with high heels with a full beard.
I mean, listen.
His name was him.
Mainstream media has not picked up on a lot of these topics unless, you know, they have been in media. I think what I've learned is mainstream media is a little bit different than, I guess, regular-ass media. And when you start to mainstream something, it starts to get just overlized. I know I made that word, but I made that word up. But it just starts to go overboard, over the hill. It just starts to just do too damn much sometimes. And as we just said, in terms of like kind of the sexualization of some of these shows, whether they're kids shows, cartoons, or adult shows, hell, they're getting a little bit pornography-ish. You feel me? And it's sometimes like I be wondering, like, yo, did y'all call up Pornhub's directors, nigga? Like, what are y'all doing?
As you know, SGA is on they on strike, so they probably did.
Oh, you're right. But that's it for today, guys. Listen, we had a good show today. Scrap, what you got to say to the people before we get up on out of here?
Stop putting the corn in these shows.
Stop putting it in the damn show.
I'm putting it in these shows. My kids watch this.
Right. Now, y'all know we used to watch BET After Dark. I'm just saying.
That's different.
How? Don't do that. No, shut the fuck up. No, no, it ain't. Oh, it's different now. See, you know what? We some old niggas. No, no, no. We some old niggas. Nah, we some old niggas. We swipe. Hold on. We swiping credit cards. We swiping credit cards and asses. Now it's different, right? No, wait. Look at him. Man. You hear him? You hear him, y'all? You hear him? Man. Now it's man.
Y'all
better stop.
Y'all better stop.
Y'all better stop.
We knew if we got caught watching it, we'd get our ass tore up. These kids watching it freely.
Are y'all not tearing up y'all kids' ass then? Because what y'all supposed to do as a parent.
They not watching it around me.
All right then. Then you doing what you doing. But let's not act like.
Come on, bro.
Stop. Let's not act like there were parents who were
left. No cartoon for it, man. We doing that.
I'm sorry. Was there not Adult Swim? Shut the fuck up.
Adult Swim ain't had no porn.
I was ready for your ass. Say it. Come on. I'm ready. Go ahead. HD. Say it.
You got it.
Say it. HD. Come on. I'm ready. Come on. What you saying? Say it again. Huh?
You got it.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
What it was, though.
Stop playing. Stop playing.
The Quest.
Stop playing.
The Venture Brothers.
Yeah, just say it again. Adult Swim, you knew from 11 to 3 was lit as fuck. Don't play with me, bro.
Anime on there too, though.
Yeah, come on, y'all, stop it. We gotta stop. We picking and choosing.
It wasn't like this nowadays.
I'm not saying that, but it was to a degree. Stop it. All I'm saying is stop.
Come on. Ain't no picking and choosing.
Y'all picking and choosing. Niggas was swiping asses with cards and shit. Remember that.
I bet you would.
Nigga, I bet you would. Huh? Now they swiping niggas' asses with cards, nigga. Now you're uncomfortable. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Having Sheboygan fight.
Hey, Clappademics is out here doing it. Clappademics out here doing it.
But I mean, BET Uncut is now everyday video stream.
There you go.
Everywhere.
Come on now. So let's not act like this ain't been out here. We are now adults and we have kids now. Now it's really in their face. We had BET Uncut, After Dark. Nigga, we had Adult Swim. We was sitting here talking about pussy ass and all of that shit. Stop it. Like, stop.
Don't lump us in the same group as them.
We gotta stop.
We have sophisticated stuff. Our stuff was sophisticated.
Now he wanna talk about sophisticated. We had long jerseys and throwback tees looking like fucking dresses, swiping cards on asses, and we talking about sophisticated. All right, we out of here, y'all. All right.
That's cool.
We good. No. It's over. It's over. It's done.
Did you see more girls on girls, boys on boys back then or now? Nigga, that's what we talking about.
Nigga, I can say now. I can definitely say now. But let's not act like it wasn't back then in the videos and everything like that. Like, stop it. And then when somebody sit here and tell y'all that, the main thing y'all sit here and say is, man. Because look at HD. Look at HD sitting back. Because he know it's true. Y'all niggas want to pick and choose. No, niggas wasn't scared, nigga. Niggas wasn't scared. Y'all wasn't scared for real. Y'all wasn't scared for real. Because what y'all... No. Hold on. Because what y'all... What we would do as kids is literally hide the remote in the fucking couch and then pull the remote back out. So stop it. Stop it. Let's stop it. Yep, Ty Luther King. Ty Malcolm and the fuck X, nigga. What's good? Ty Luther King, nigga. Yup, let's go. Yup. No, you stop. Y'all stop. Y'all stop it. fuck out of here control. With that shit, bro.
We had control over
yo,
our
yo,
stuff.
Yo, y'all did it. Stop. No oh, my God. Yes, oh, my God. Yes, y'all going to sit here and lie? We going to sit here and lie?
Yes, we did.
All right. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. Salute. 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 Y'all got it. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. Salute. Salute. Y'all got it. Salute. 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 Y'all got it, bro. Y'all got it, bro. Y'all got salute. 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 Because I'm going to be Martin Luther King. I'm going to be Tyler Luther King and all that. So salute. Salute, cause y'all not gonna sit. Y'all smash. Not gonna sit here and literally give it. So go ahead, salute. Y'all had control H-B-O-O over it. Y'all was sitting here so sophisticated about it. But see, nowadays it ain't sophisticated. Ah, because we was sitting here swiping niggas' asses and shit with cards and shit back in the day. But man, that wasn't sophisticated at all. There we go. But here we go. Here we go. Was it one video? HD. HD. Was it one? HD.
We all know.
HD. HD.
HD.
HD.
HD. HD.
HD. HD.
HD.
HD. HD. HD. HD. HD. HD. HD. HD. HD. HD and scrap.
Stop.
HD and scrap. The fact that y'all are doing this is hilarious as fuck.
Oh
it's hilarious. It's hilarious. I will say this today. Stop. Let me tell y'all this. Scrap and HD are officially podcasters, my nigga. Like, period. Officially podders, my nigga. Put fucking podcasters on their motherfucking resume, nigga. Put it on their resume, nigga. They are officially podders, nigga. What you talking about? My boys are podders, boys. Put it on their motherfucking shit.
We ain't doing nothing. We ain't doing nothing. I remember when HBO came on, they are you know what I'm saying? Don't talk about us bad. We had specific times when our stuff came on, nigga.
They are officially potters, bro. I love this shit, dog. Talk oh, about man. Ain't nobody talking about y'all, bro. I know. Listen, I know y'all personally. I'm not talking about y'all, too. I know y'all was. I know how we. Listen, if I know.
It was some heathens out there. Now.
We was. You listen. That's what I'm saying.
It's some heathens out there. Now.
Scrap, HD, that's all I'm saying. Let's not act like the heathens wasn't out there.
I'm talking
that's
about niggas.
That's all I'm saying.
Niggas was
heathering. Niggas was heathering back then. Come on, bro. I had John as. Older cousins and I had older cousins.
Nigga, that's when you had the cable box that you had
come
to put
up,
the card
stop.
Inside just to make sure that you got the
stop.
Message.
HD hey. Because listen, man, we can have a whole After Dark we can have a whole After Dark show about this shit, bro. Hey, we can break this shit down to the degree of how good.
Hey, oh, man.
Every
channel 36.
Come on, come on, bro. I'll break it. No, hold up.
You hit that last button.
Wait, AD, I'm gonna break it down for you like this. I was so much of a heathen back then. Oh, I had man. HBO on the ready at 12:30, ready
at
to
12:30.
Go. Cause the real you know sex came on ready to. Go! What we're Rip. Talking about? Hey, my come little on, listen. Hold on. I'm gonna be real honest with y'all. My little Peter Weeder was ready to go at 12:30, nigga. What we talking
Weeder?
About, nigga? Ready to go?
Real
out,
talk,
nigga. Real
stop.
Oh, bro.
Stop it.
Oh, bro. All right, y'all. We had a great show
we out,
today.
Bro. We are, y'all.
We had a great show. We had a great show.
Oh, shit. I just want to let y'all know again, today is the official day that my guys officially became podcasters for real. Y'all put podcaster in their motherfucking resume, nigga.
This was
a great show, man. Y'all,
that was too funny.
Hey, HD, Scrap, what y'all got to say before we get out of here? Y'all hilarious as hell, bro.
Man.
Shit.
Hey, man, y'all be easy. Yo, but hold on, bro. Well, it was one thing I wanted to talk about, but we wait the next show. I do want to talk about Michael Irvin and his son, bro.
Yes. Real quick. Thank you, Scrap. We gonna say that for
say that for the next show.
After Dark, yeah.
But keep it real simple and sweet. All y'all niggas that's rapping, and y'all knew y'all came from a gated community. Y'all
shut
need
up.
To stop that shit.
Y'all shut need, up. Y'all need to, you ain't to real, my boy. You was not a thug.
Oh,
you
need, shit.
You was not stop. Raised like that, hey, my boy.
You was not raised like that, my boy.
You're not going to take us out the community with this one, all right? Just stop. All right? Yeah, he ain't taking us out with this one.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, we'll get more into that on the next show, man, for real, for real. But, man, y'all That's be crazy. Easy, man. Y'all be safe. Bruh, this year, y'all been doing good with your hygiene. Now, I ain't going to
Hey,
count.
Facts. Hey, hey, facts. Platform. Yeah, man.
They done tightened up. They done tightened up. Tighten up with your hygiene, bro. I'm loving that. Keep it
so stupid, bro.
keep it doubly. Hey, man, I'm out, man. But oh. Man, I'm gone, man.
HD, what you got to say to the people, bro? Oh, shit.
You know, just.
Oh, my God.
Y'all heathen, stay heathen. You know what I'm saying? Stay out of the way. You know, like Scrap said, y'all have been washing y'all behind lately. So I'm that so is proud great. Of y'all.
Oh, my God.
But it is getting cold. So y'all watch out for these dusty UGG boots. We don't need them.
Oh, facts. They outside.
Watch out for the UGG boots. You know what I'm saying? And also, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all follow us everywhere. You know what I'm saying? TOB_podcast on every little thing. HD, the TOB is linked to my direct Snap too now and my Instagram and all that. So y'all make sure y'all hit me up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep dropping content. I'm doing my own content as well as, you know, we just be doing extra goofy stuff
right
on the side and stuff. So y'all make sure y'all look out for that, man. And, yeah, man, don't end up like Clapademics.
You feel
that's
me?
That's my biggest thing for the day.
Don't end up.
You don't know what the alphabet community is up to now. Now they want to beat you and beat you. Just stay out of the way.
Listen.
Oh, Lord.
Just stay out of the way. Just stay out the way.
Listen. As HD said, make sure that you follow us on all platforms. TOB.
We love y'all, man.
PODCAST. Yeah, make sure you don't end up like Clapademics, man, because that's not going to be a good, you know, that's not going to be a good sign for you, you know. So,
hey, but if you're anything like Dwight Howard, it looks good on you.
All right, there you go. All right, listen, we love y'all. We thank y'all. We love y'all. We thank y'all, and we appreciate y'all. And this has been another Be good. Stay easy. We'll see y'all. We'll see y'all this week for After Dark Show, and we'll see y'all later. Peace.
Clapping.
Yes.